This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I can promise you then you'll always be my best friend. Now 7 after the hour with DJV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Later in the hour, we'll have psychic Victoria Bullis with us, and we'll also learn how to budget your Halloween costume, as a lot of people, if you see the stuff that's in the stores, CVS, the weekend I was in a CVS, the junk that is piled up in these stores is, and it isn't just those kinds of stores. It's all those party stores.
Yeah, I love it.
Even in the pet store. The pets now are getting in on Halloween.
Yeah.
What do you do with your pet on Halloween?
You put him in a cape.
Costume.
Yeah, what's
tutu?
Wrong with you?
Where do you want me to start?
All I know is that my dad called me and woke me from a nice sleep last night to ask which Christmas cards he should buy at Costco. I'm like,
really?
Dad, we have no time. Let's
Thanks,
not panic.
Dad. The Disney Halloween Town movie. Is it a? I have never seen this. How many of you have seen?
I've seen Halloween Town.
1998
yeah.
Halloween Town.
Yeah,
what's the essence of it? What would you say was?
It's
the
an entire.
Gist?
Well, it's just a whole town that's Halloween all year round.
Mm-hmm. Is it based on some movie? Or is it just about Halloween?
No, Halloween Town is the movie. Right.
Well, is there actually a place called Halloween Town at Disneyland, or is
it
a movie?
Yeah, it's right next to Farmville.
Where the debate is tonight.
Right.
That is a real place, by the way.
I know.
It's a nice college town. All right, so anyway, this month of October in St. Helens, Oregon, they're transforming the town into a Halloween town of sorts. And that's why I'm not familiar with this concept. I've never heard. Actually, I didn't know there was a movie. I didn't know. I thought there was some. So if you go to Disneyland or Disney World, you'd find at this time of year Halloween Town. But that's not the case.
Well, they decorate the whole place. Disneyland is all decked out for Halloween, and mm-hmm. but you know Halloween Town is that's not a Disney thing. So no.
But it's described as a 4-part series of what goes on in Halloween Town. So I'm
yeah, it was like a 4-part TV series. It was a 4-part movie, mini movie.
A mini movie.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So they have festivities all month long, masquerade ball, haunted tractor rides.
That's fun.
That's so fun.
You should go on this, Doug. It's called the Severed Head Tractor Ride.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that sounds right up your alley.
Yeah.
We should actually all go to Doug's farm and just start hiding out, like, you know, scary things and freak him out while he's on the tractor.
You know, last weekend I was doing some research because we're going to open up the ice cream store again and bring next year into the last couple of years have been closed, but bring, you know, people back to the farm. And I was doing a survey of a few farms in the area and the kinds of things that they do to bring people in. It has nothing to do with farming. It's really pretty amazing. A putt-putt golf course and chase the goats around. go out and pick your pumpkin is fine. And getting lost in the corn maze is fine. But, man, this is a don't get me started on this. This is a treatise on the abysmal reality of farming in America and how farmers have to stoop to low levels in order to get the money coming through the door. They can keep the farm open to keep it from getting developed. It's just really, it's atrocious. It's
but
a
what
travesty.
If some farmers really like doing this
yeah,
for families
it
and
could
kids?
Be fun.
Maybe this
I don't
is
know.
Their most
I don't
favorite
know any
time
farmers.
Of year.
I don't know any farmers.
Who like, I don't know anybody who likes Halloween. Bah, humbug.
No, I didn't say that. that wants to give up their cows or growing things in place of having a bunch of people wander all around their farm. I don't know anybody who they do it because mostly the younger members of the family who don't want to give up the farm are looking for ways to not have to farm because hard work, much as anything else. But it's no matter what you're doing, it's a task. I thought this guy, one place that we went to, really worked hard the season. You got to go from April until November, and then you're done. But it's a lot of work. and a lot of responsibility. And legally, if you fall off or something, my God, you got to have insurance up the wazoo because everybody's suing everybody. Fall off this, you know, fall off a tractor that you get on and you're on one of those little riding tractors that you have. You put kids on, they pedal it around. I had one kid a couple of years ago fall off of his and skin his knee, and his mother said, "I'm going to sue you." I said, "Why are you going to sue me? You see that sign over there? It says, I disclaim all liability. You can sue me all you want. You're not going to get anything. Help yourself, lady." That was the first thing out of her mouth. And I thought, what kind of people think about that first? Instead of how much fun their children are having being exposed to a farm and to the cows and what goes on the farm. No, I'm going to sue you. Good for you, lady. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Back in Halloween Town.
Yeah. No, actually, I want to keep going. I want to go back to the farm. There's a
I'm stressed now, just FYI.
I know,
I'm going to relax you.
Okay,
do yoga, Jennifer?
Yes, I love yoga, actually.
Okay.
Do
Victoria, you do yoga?
I do not. I hate yoga.
Oh, okay.
That's so cute.
50-50 anyway. If you do yoga on a stand-up paddleboard...
I do not do that. Are you nuts?
If you're looking to kick your yoga practice up a degree or two, there's a new yoga that is performed on horseback. Horseback yoga. Not necessarily new, but it's long been limited to private practice or taught only at places where... You know, kind of out of the way places, not exactly a deluxe retreat. But now, because there are more of these vacations and retreats, there's a lot of focus on how to use an equestrian to have yoga, practice yoga.
Hello, I'm Mr. Red.
I love him.
So I'm trying to figure out how this works. I have a very close friend who does practice yoga, and she rides a lot of horses. As a matter of fact, she fell off of one last week and has been pretty stiff and sore for the past week. Lucky she didn't do any more damage. This is the perfect stuff. This is the kind of ignorant stuff that brings people around to thinking, oh, horses are only for people on the farm. There are lots of great ways to use horses. Horses are, I say this, Meredith and I, we've laughed and teased each other for years about cows and horses and which was smarter. She maintains that horses are smarter, I maintain cows are smarter, and we probably never agree. But I'm just trying to, Victoria, put a sort of face or an activity as to how they're using the all kinds of health and wellness retreats now are using horseback yoga. But I'm trying to envision, you know, yoga, the movement of the body. How do you do that on a horse?
Well, it's all about that core and engaging the core. Yeah. That would make it much more intense than the yoga I'm doing at home in my living room, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, it's horseback, you know, they combine a trail ride and then you stop in a little pasture and then your yoga instructor guides you through certain positions. And
kind of fun.
These particular horses are extremely amenable to this type of activity.
They
got to
be gentle.
Yeah.
Quiet horses, yeah.
And they're larger easy horses, and they have a wider girth to them, too, because, you know.
You need more room to do your yoga.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, apparently, there's also goat yoga, and it's happening at this farm in Oregon. And, basically, people do yoga with goats just wandering around at their feet. The classes are just about a month old, and they're called, it's at the No Regrets Farm in Albany, Oregon. Apparently, the added health benefits of having a goat around are unknown, but I guess it's pretty cute, so people seem to like it. There's a waiting list of 500 people for goat yoga.
Unbelievable.
You need cow yoga, Dougie. This would be great.
Yeah, you know, I was just saying that. The
just
cows...
watch where you put your hands.
Well,
you don't want to get kicked by a cow either.
No, you're more likely to get kicked by a horse than you are being kicked by a cow.
Well, not these types of horses who are all trained.
Yeah.
Cows, you can't really train them to do yoga.
You can. Well, horses are more. I think that's true. I think in many ways horses are more easily trainable.
Yeah.
Than.
So I would side with Meredith because they're smarter.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she'd be happy to hear that.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, 16 past the hour, the story of a man in Indiana who mailed dead skunks to a person who got a job that he wanted is up next here in our focus.
That stinks.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid 1 to 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I'm back for ink. Seems like I was here yesterday. It's like deja vu.
Well, now at Staples, buy any HP ink and get the second 40% off.
So I get two cartridges and save money? No more deja vu.
Now at Staples, buy any HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Deja vu joke. I get it.
Buy one HP ink, get the second 40% off. Staples, make more happen.
Ends 10/8/16 applies to regular priced items only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Exclusions apply. See store staples.com for details. Limit 2 per customer, 1 per transaction, non-transferable.
Jared introduces a diamond that's as unique as the woman you'll love forever. It's called Chosen by Jared, a diamond that has a one-of-a-kind story only Jared can tell, with a book of photographs that documents your diamond's journey. Every GIA-certified Chosen diamond is hand-selected, cut, and polished by Jared experts, never leaving our hands until it gets to hers. The one diamond that could only be for her and only come from you. That's why he went to Jared.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's the story of Travis Terrence, who's been accused of mailing dead skunks and a dead raccoon to a man chosen over him as the school basketball coach. He was arrested over the weekend on stalking charges, animal cruelty charges, accused of spray painting the victim's car with messages like "you will die" in a bid to get him to resign as coach of the fourth grade basketball team. What in the name of God is the matter with this guy?
Who cares? Jeez.
Unbelievable.
Well, let's the bigger picture. Thank God this psycho isn't near fourth grade.
I know. That's what I was thinking. How would this guy...
Oh, my God.
Who in the world would want to have this guy around the children in the fourth grade in Brownstown, Indiana?
Gosh, that's crazy.
He was using... The feds even got involved because he used the postal service to mail the dead skunks. So now he could be... Mr. Terrence created some false information about this other fellow, accused him of child molestation, all kinds of... This guy's got to be a whack job. Man, oh, man. So you wonder how
these
dead skunk in the middle of the road. That you're it. That's perfect.
There you
all right.
Are.
Thanks. I feel sorry for this guy. 21 after the hour.
Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking the high.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Get some music news in here. 23 change after the hour with DJ V, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here for your listening and dancing pleasure. Every hour we have some music news that pertains to what many or all of us like musically. One way or another, we touch all of the tastes just with references to what's going on in the music world. Here's a story from One Republic. What was once a dream, now a reality for them. They released their new collaborative sort of with Peter Gabriel called AI, which was inspired by a movie of the same name, Artificial Intelligence.
Yeah, the Steven Spielberg movie.
Oh!
And Haley Joel Osment was the little boy.
Oh, yes. Yeah, right. Okay, so the single out yesterday, they have their fourth studio album called Oh My My, which will be released this Friday. So what kind of coverage is this getting, Victoria?
This is huge for One Republic fans. I mean, this is a big band. This is one of the biggest bands out there. And their fans have been really waiting for a new album because Ryan Tedder, who's the lead singer, is also a prolific songwriter who's written for literally every single star out there. So he hasn't really focused on his own band for a long time.
Huh. That's the second time today we've used Tedder. We're talking about Tedder's as farm equipment earlier and now.
Oh, right.
Synchronicity. That's how it's spelled, same way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ryan Tedder of One Republic. All right, Jen, what do you think of this group?
I like them.
Funky.
Funky.
It works well with Peter Gabriel, because I'm a huge Peter Gabriel fan, and he hasn't done much recently. Was and it? He never collaborates with
anyone.
Did he
start with Chicago? Do I remember that?
Genesis.
He started with Genesis.
He was the weird guy in the costumes who started with Genesis, and then Phil Collins took over.
Who was the Peter that I'm thinking about?
Cetera.
That's it, right. Peter Cetera. All right, I didn't care much for him.
No.
I remember, he was like a
he
Michael
nothing,
McDonald.
I think
he killed Chicago.
Yeah, right.
He killed Chicago?
All right, next up musically, a focus on Damian Marley, who's Bob Marley's youngest son. converted a California prison into a pot farm. It is a business partner, ocean-grown extracts. Yeah, pretty good, right? So why do they have a prison that they're not using in California? I thought there was a big overpopulation.
Yeah, we need to be filling those puppies up, I know. My neighborhood alone, you're going to wrangle it.
Right. So Mr. Marley announced that he, with ocean-grown extracts, is converting this 77,000 square foot California prison into a cannabis grow space that will cultivate medical marijuana for state dispensaries. I'm looking into doing that.
That would be so cool. Yeah. Is it legalized in Massachusetts yet?
No. Well, medical marijuana, sort of.
Sort of.
There's still a lot of people fighting about it. So let's see. This is a prison to pot farm initiative.
It's a whole new farm to table experience.
Right. Yes. That's a good way of looking at it, actually. Claremont County. Where is Coalinga, California?
Coalinga.
Coalinga.
Is Claremont County North California?
Oh, yeah. Yes. It would be northern and inland.
Coalinga, California. Fresno County.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah.
So, by the way, Gary Johnson just called. He's going to be looking for a job in a month. He said he could run the pot farm for you.
Help yourself.
He'll work for a product.
Right. Work for a puff. You know, they don't call it puffing. What do they call it? What's
vaping? You're thinking of taupe, but they don't really call it that anymore.
No. Vaping. Yeah.
What did Bill Clinton call it?
He didn't, because he didn't inhale.
Well, I mean, he had to do something.
He tried, he said, right?
I never even, there's nothing about that stuff. I'd grow it on my farm because it'd be profitable. I wouldn't ever want to have it.
So you'd sell your soul?
No.
For the money?
Yeah. Not bad at all. Sell rent on the farm. 28 past the hour.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for this season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two. Plus, $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you've got to check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Frank Kelly served as a state attorney general longer than anyone in the history of the United States. During a 37-year career in Michigan, the lifelong Democrat created the country's first consumer protection division. Frank Kelly's reputation as a consumer advocate helped him win 10 elections, as well as the support of many trial lawyers. So, when Kelly retired and he was asked to speak to a large group of lawyers, he surprised many when he told them that there's too much litigation today. He said, "Too many lawyers think that lawsuits are the first resort, when they should be the last resort." His comments were reported in the newspaper the next day, and I've kept that article ever since. Let's be fair. Last week we heard that the former liberal icon George McGovern believed there are too many lawsuits in America, and this week we hear the same thing from the Attorney General who created the very first government agency to protect consumers. It reveals that support for ending the problem of excessive litigation is much more widespread than many may think. Learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, balance and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold silver IRA.
A private storage gold silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. 800-554-8437.
Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends.
No getting high. Well, I suppose we are high on life here. DJ V, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, joined now by psychic Victoria Bullis, who has a great website. She helps lots of people and has been for years and years and years at Victoria Bullis. You can go to Twitter. We'll connect with her at DJ V Show. The story behind the story when it comes to Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, Victoria. A lot of people want to know what it is that caused the breakup. What's going on with these two? What does your intuition tell you?
All right, well, they've been fighting for a long time, and things really changed when Angelina got her two big surgeries. And that it wreaked havoc with their hormones. I take a look at every relationship question I get, neutrally. I step back and see what's going on. It's never one person. They're always, two people in the tango. And she has been feisty and nasty for a long time. And there were infidelities on both sides, for sure. and lots and lots and lots of fighting that just kept increasing. Now, I always go with what's meant to be. They were meant to take a break by this time, starting a few months ago, so they wouldn't end up in divorce court. This wasn't meant to be. And I do feel...
What was it meant to be? The relationship or the divorce?
Divorce.
Really?
I feel there's about a 68% chance, I look at everything as percents of probability, that they will try to get back together because they really do love the kids and they do love each other.
How much
right
fear...
Right now it's a mess.
How much fear-based thinking is involved in either or both of their motivations?
Well, now there's definitely a lot of fear about what they're going to do with the rest of their lives and the kids. But it wasn't fear-based thinking that started. It was anger. And a lot of it had to do with Angelina's wacko hormones.
Well, she's in menopause. I mean, she's only 40, and having all those surgeries when she wrote that editorial, she's in menopause.
She lost her mammary glands, so there was, you know, that
aspect. She has a full hysterectomy, yeah.
It was a partial hysterectomy. That would wreak havoc with anyone, and this happened within a couple of years of each other. And so it affected her sex drive.
Was that fear-based thinking? Doing what she did, a lot of people paid attention to it, thought that it was smart because she was taking action before the fact. But there was a lot of fear because of what her mother and I guess other people in her family had gone through with regard to breast cancer, right?
Well, that was about the surgeries, yeah, but about the divorce, it wasn't fear-based, it was anger-based.
Okay, let me ask you this. In your dealing with people, you talk to people every day, and much of what you talk about are relationship-oriented conversations. So how much trouble, and maybe you can tell me whether it's men and women, what percentage of men will call and say, I'm having trouble with my wife, she's going through menopause. Do men really understand what goes on with women that are having a sort of vicious hormonal attacks during menopause?
Well, you've got a couple of questions going on there.
Yes,
one, I'm smiling because I always say I've heard every question there is. Mm-hmm. But actually not one man, and I deal with a lot, almost 50-50, not one man has ever said, I don't know how to deal with my wife, she's going through menopause.
Really?
So there's another question that I am wrong about. Men usually call me about relationships. I'd say 80%. The rest is about career. So men realize that they are in a stuck place. They might have tried some counseling or therapy and it didn't work. Or they hear me on the radio talking about relationships and they think, well, gee, she might be really fair to me and might be able to help me.
Hmm.
So it's usually, they're usually driven by something. Men that have some compassion. I've dealt with lots of men who are afraid of their own temper that I've worked with. But usually they're men that are compassionate and they're just stuck. They weren't brought up, as men still aren't, to talk about their feelings. And that when they try to, they bungle it and so on. So I forgot the second part of your question. What was the second part then?
No, I think I've been dealing with women who have menopause. I think that you've answered, actually, what I want to do that. I want to get this
Can
person
I ask
on
one
the
more
air.
Question before we move
go
about
ahead.
This?
Yeah.
So, the relationship with Brad and Angelina started as a result of Brad Pitt cheating on Jennifer Aniston. Is it ever possible, even though you may
cheating
think this
on
is
Jennifer
the one...
Cheating on Jennifer Aniston or Angelina?
No, he was cheating on Jennifer Aniston with Angelina.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So that's
I'm
how
sorry.
Their relationship got started.
Yep.
Is it ever really possible if a relationship starts with that bad vibe of cheating, is it ever possible? Do you think it's sort of like a self-fulfilling prophecy here?
Or karma.
Going
to come around and bite them in the tush. Often happens, more often than not. Yeah, sometimes, though, I remember I looked at what's meant to be. Sometimes, from other lifetimes, someone is supposed to come in and break up a seemingly happy home because it happened to them in another lifetime. I don't judge anybody. This is too obvious to me how complex everything is, and it's never about right or wrong in my book.
Mm. All right. 888.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, definitely.
888-302-3684. Dean has a question for Victoria. All right, Dean, what's your question?
Hi, Victoria. Well, I'd like to know about a career change.
Okay, what are you doing currently?
I do physical therapy.
All right. Yeah, I can see it's time for a change. What is it that you'd like to do? Or do you know yet?
Yeah, I've been thinking for the past 2 years, I've been wanting to open a restaurant.
All right. That seems like you're in the right move. It's the right move, but yeah, I can help you tweak what kind of a restaurant. What kind of a restaurant do you want to get?
It would be a fast food.
Okay, I'm seeing one that's like a fast food, but a little bit better quality. Where are you, by the way, in the country?
Oh, I'm in Florida.
Perfect. I'm seeing a beach community. Well, of course, there are beach communities everywhere. That's what Florida's made of, except for Orlando.
You need a psychic to find a beach community in Florida. That's cute. Yeah.
And one where it's a lot of Hispanics and people from the Caribbean and a lot of families versus the older retirement communities.
Mm. So East Coast of Florida.
To me as though you can do it in the next year. What's holding you back from doing it now? Just, afraid to do it, or what's holding you back?
Money. Money is an issue.
Hmm. All right. I don't see it being an issue. I feel that there is a relative that you can borrow from where it would be safe. That borrowing from relatives often isn't. And that you can do it within the next year. Look at a little bit better quality restaurant than you think you can afford.
All right, Dean, I hope that helps you out a lot. Victoria, thank you for your help. Victoria Bullis, at Victoria Bullis. If you want to have a good reading, a very interesting hour with her, go to victoriabullis.com or contact her on Twitter, at Victoria Bullis. In a moment, we're going to find out how to build fabulous costumes and celebrate Halloween on a budget. Up next here.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
My story is yours. I am a mother.
I'm a father. A son.
A daughter. I am in recovery from a mental illness.
A substance use disorder.
With support from family and community,
we are victorious.
Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I'm back for ink. Seems like I was here yesterday. It's like deja vu.
Well, now at Staples, buy any HP ink and get the second 40% off.
So I get 2 cartridges and save money? No more deja vu.
Now at Staples, buy any HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Deja vu joke. I get it.
Buy one HP ink, get the second 40% off. Staples. Make more happen.
Hence, 10/8/16 applies to regular price items only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Exclusions apply. See store staples.com for details. Limit 2 per customer, 1 per transaction. Non-transferable.
Hi, I'm Gary Sinise. Since 2001, the Air Power Foundation has helped so many in our military, from the children of our fallen heroes to our wounded service members and those in our special operations community. That's why I'd like you to join me Saturday, October 22nd, at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport as I co-host the American Airlines Sky Bowl, a wonderful fundraising event in support of the Air Power Foundation, our nation's oldest military nonprofit organization. The evening includes a special dinner prepared by celebrity chef Robert Irvine and finishes with a private concert by country music superstar Tim McGraw. So many in our military have sacrificed so much for our freedoms. I hope you'll consider joining us on October 22nd. Go to skyballinfo.com for more information on how you can attend and support this great event. Again, that's skyballinfo.com. Thank you.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
45 past the hour. Time for us to meet Yvette Rios, who is a lifestyle expert, does a lot of work on television. She's working through the situation that we find ourselves in. I was talking earlier, Yvette, about how much of this is prevalent in all of the stores. It's October, costume month.
Yeah.
But interestingly enough, it's Goodwill's highest sales month. So I guess we put these two things together. A lot of people are going to Goodwill and other thrift shops to come up with costumes that are cool and aren't expensive. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. So, you know, I as you mentioned, October is our biggest sales month of the year. And it's really, we've kind of become like the Halloween authority. And for the third year in a row, we've conducted a national Halloween poll to kind of figure out what are the big trends around Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're finding this year is that 57% of people prefer DIY Halloween costumes over store bought. So really,
better.
You know, we just want to make it
so
easier
better.
For people.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I agree. But we just want to make it easier for people to create their own costumes without having to spend a lot of money or really, you know, get out the sewing machine and do lots of craftiness.
All right. So once we get beyond the masks of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, what's being, what are people creating that's fun?
Well, I think, you know, as far as our poll, you know, we were able to find out that the classics are still very much around. So the witches, the pirates, the vampires are still really popular. For men, zombies are one of their top number two costume. They love zombies. And zombies are great because you can literally turn anything into a zombie. So you can be a zombie princess. You can be a zombie bride. You can be, you know, I one year was a woman who just got out of the shower. And I was like a zombie, you know, housewife out of the shower. So, I mean, you can kind of take any costume, even stuff that you would have in your own closet, and just add a little makeup and become a zombie version of yourself.
Really? A zombie?
I'm sure there's a slutty zombie out there somewhere, too, right?
Has to be.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? Believe it or not, the super, we would say, like, sexy slash slutty costumes are becoming less and less popular. So millennials are totally not into the sexy Santa costume
They've
idea.
It's gotten pretty ridiculous. Like, the sexy hot dog, like, that's just not hot, you know?
No, it's so ridiculous. It's right. So 63% of people disapprove of the sexy version costumes, and then 69% of Gen Xers and millennials. So it's getting less and less popular, which I'm grateful for because, I mean, it's October. You need more clothes on.
And no one needs to see a slutty puffer fish at Halloween.
No.
So Goodwill commissions a Halloween poll every year to figure out what is going to be the trend. That's where this information is coming from. And the information is public today. You can get it at goodwill.org. There's probably a lot of ideas there, I'm going to think of it. There are a lot of people that are trying to come up with something. I don't know why people, listen to me, don't save the costumes and use the same one year to year. Who's going to remember?
Hey, wait a minute. No, I mean, I do save my old costumes because I figure, you know, I will wear them, you know, eventually I'll be invited to some party where people didn't see me before. So I don't think there's any shame in keeping them. But frankly, you know, I think it's the one day out of the year where you can be, you know, a bit of an alter ego. You can be crazy. You can be out of the box. And so I'm all for that. I think our society is, like, you know, very restrictive, and why not have a little fun during Halloween? So
I personally,
I'm a huge fan.
One of the things that one might also think about is getting decorations, not just clothing, but decorations at Goodwill. So, again, go on to their website for some ideas, goodwill.org/Halloween. Thanks very much, Yvette Rios, for being here with some good ideas. People all want to save money and be creative. This is the way to do it. It's 10 before the hour, the helpful DJV program.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees.
We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The theme from the Ten Commandments, just in time for Easter.
Wait a minute.
Oh, it's Charlton Heston's birthday, but Chuck, he's dead. So why are we celebrating Charlton Heston's birthday?
Well, because I looked on celebrity birthdays, and I saw that he was born this day in 1923. And he was one of the great screen actors ever, Doug.
He was one of the great screen actors.
He was awesome.
Yep, he was.
And here's the thing about his career. He went through three different genres, the biblical epic, Ten Commandments, Ben-Hur, yep. Other movies like El Cid. And then in the 70s, he bounced into the science fiction genre. Planet of the Apes, an iconic movie. The Omega Man, 73, I love that movie. And Soylent Green. And then he bounced into the disaster genre in the mid-70s with Earthquake and Airport 75. So he's one of my, beside Gene Hackman, Charlton Heston might be my all-time favorite actor.
Really?
From my cold, dead hands.
All right. Yeah, they are cold and dead.
I think I want that theme music played daily from now on.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll see if we can accommodate you. Speaking of dead actors, Robin Williams' widow has shared a lot of the story of her husband's last few months, talking about neurology, what was going on with him, the inside of his brain, the drugs and all that other stuff. And I think I didn't say this when you were on with us yesterday, but I believe that a lot of actors who are very creative get that way when they're on the juice, that they wouldn't be if they weren't somehow stoked up with stuff. You can name any number of actors that were like that. And if it hadn't been for that, where would Robin Williams have been, really? Think about it. Where would Robert?
But I also think there's a trend where people who are very creatively funny, who have tremendous sense of humor, displayed to the public, are very introverted or just, I don't want to say disturbed, but they have issues relating to people in the real world. I think that's a trend also.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, Chucker has more newbie. Wait again. Say that again, Doug. I'm going to say newbie moves. How about movie news up next here?
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hi, Chucker. What's in the movie news bag today?
First off, anybody here a Harry Potter fan?
Yes.
Well, Warner Brothers is going to re-release all 8 Harry Potter films starting on October 13th for 1 week to coincide with the release of the Harry Potter spin-off movie, which is called Fantastic Beasts and Where They Came From. It stars Oscar-winning actor Eddie Redmayne. I'm curious to see how much interest, if the massive fan base of the Harry Potter movies flock to see this film. I believe a good majority of them will do it. Anyway, if you want to see it, they're going to charge $30 a ticket for all 8 movies, and I believe popcorn and soda included. It's a pretty good deal.
Cool. $30 bucks is not bad for all of them.
No,
I'm definitely doing this. This gets me into a theater. I will absolutely be going for part of this.
Really, to go see the Harry Potter?
Huh. I love the Harry Potter movies. Yeah,
Richie, Chucker, what's the buzz on Into the Woods with Emily Blunt? The girl on the train.
I just looked yesterday on Rotten Tomatoes. I think it's a little bit more negative than positive.
Really?
I think it's like 40% positive, 52% negative. I think that's a movie that's going to need, in my opinion, good reviews to have any longevity at the box office.
Creepy.
They wanted to be another Gone Girl. I think it was a book, wasn't it? It was a really good book, by the way.
Mm-hmm. A lot of twists and turns. Meredith read it. She said a lot of twists and turns, but it looks kind of creepy to me.
Some books are just too hard to translate.
Just a psychological thriller.
All right, what else, Chucker?
Ben Affleck's solo Batman movie over at Warner Brothers is going to be titled The Batman. It'll probably be filmed next year for a 2018 release. I thought Ben Affleck was a great Batman, and he's also going to direct this movie, so I'm looking forward to it.
Isn't he in a couple of movies before the end of the year? Isn't he in two other movies?
He has a movie called The Accountant coming out.
That looks really good.
Yeah, it looks good. And then he has a movie, I don't remember the title, that he wrote and directed, which is probably going to get Oscar consideration, coming out, I believe, in November. So he's, and also currently filming the Justice League, where he plays Batman in the big ensemble movie opposite a bunch of other
movies.
He's doing pretty good.
All right, thank you. He's doing well, Chucker, please. Let's use correct English here. 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.